Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, September 23rd, 2020. God Moments. Touches of His Presence. 2020 has been an incredibly difficult year for many of us. The pandemic has certainly caused a lot of havoc, directly or indirectly, in the way we live. What keeps you going? How do you not give up? I'll tell you what keeps me going. The sense of God's presence. Experiencing those times when I know without a shadow of a doubt that I just had an undeniable touch from my Lord. Let me give you a sampling of some of my God moments. When He comforted me during my greatest times of sorrow, inadequacy, and feelings of not being loved. The time I sensed God's pleasure in me after Ed passed away, because I chose to continue serving and obeying Him in the writing of my first book, Our Knowable God. God's provision when Ed lost his job. See my egg story, a story of God's faithfulness. When He gave me the entire book preface and intro to my second book at 4 a.m. on July 4th, 2012. When Ed and I led a sister to the Lord around our kitchen table in 2008. When I literally, quote-unquote, felt God's cushioning hand protecting me in a car accident. The time I hiked up Mount Kammerer in Tennessee and was astounded with His majesty and burst out into songs of praise. At the top of Mount LeConte, when God's kindness in making an impossible dream come true overwhelmed me. The way God confirmed my new church home when I moved out of state. The many times the Holy Spirit gave me understanding of His word, often causing me to fall on my knees in awe. The countless times in the wee hours of the night when He comforted my aching soul. And the many times I felt that I was His precious daughter sitting on His lap. I have many, many more. These are just a tiny sampling. It's fun going down memory lane with my Savior to look back and recount His undeniable revelations of Himself in my life. During those times that I don't feel His presence, I know He's still there. My faith is not based on feelings, but on the evidence of God's faithfulness. Nevertheless, God knows we are emotional creatures, especially this one. We live in a tangible world. He knows we need tangible touches and gives them to us if we would simply open up our eyes and look. He wants us to know He is real, faithful, and loves us beyond measure. These moments I had were real and tangible morsels of God. My appetite has been stimulated. My stomach is gurgling. My heart is fluttering in anticipation of heaven and the great feast awaiting you and I. God's revelation of Himself spurs us on to persevere during the hard times. They are foretastes of heaven. They help us know it'll be worth it, that He'll be worth it. Psalm 145, 4 to 7 and 12 says, "One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." So until next time, my friends, go down memory lane with your Savior and recount your God moments. I'd love to hear some of them. Would you please tell us in the comments section or on Facebook? It would greatly encourage me and my readers. By the way, I have a brand new resource to help you experience more of God's presence. You can get your free copy by clicking on the link in the text.